Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. We want to get a family discussion going as we do every Monday morning. But, family values, right? It was a kind of a political term from the 1980s. But family values mean something different when you can come home and watch this on television.
I get what I want all the time.
I go shopping as much as I possibly can.
How much have we spent?
So far today, you spent over $69,000.
$69,000 for a Super Sweet 16 party. That's from the popular MTV show My Super Sweet 16. Just one of the reality shows on television that appear to be geared towards young people. Are they getting their values from these shows? I mean, let's face it, reality TV actually began with little kids. Bozo the Clown, I mean, you know, those kinds of shows were the original reality TV. Real World MTV did back in the 80s. But nowadays, the question is, are kids learning their values from reality TV, or are they just sort of sharing, seeing themselves in the people in shows like Kate and John and Kate Plus 8, which my kids know more about than anything. It's a dilemma for a father, and here to help me with it is Kate Daly, who writes the Human Condition blog at Newsweek.com. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I am right about one thing, and that is reality TV began with kids eons ago, but the new reality TV involves some subjects and some issues that are maybe a little more challenging for parents. But I guess the question for you from me is, are kids seeing this stuff for the first time in these shows, or are they just seeing themselves, because these issues are on the table in text messages with kids everywhere?
Well, I mean, when you deal with reality TV, the thing you have to remember is that it's not even quite reality. It's kind of this simulacra where you have teenagers kind of, you know, living out sort of the highest degrees of excess, of consumerism, of things that look real, but in fact are pretty staged and overproduced. So I think it's important to draw a line with teenagers as to what is real behavior and what is kind of put on for the camera.
But they kind of know it. I mean, they knew the real world was sort of staged. I mean, they know that, you know, American Idol is not really even real. What are the shows that we're talking about here that maybe raise the family discussion around the table to something a little more serious?
Well, you have shows. There's kind of two different types of shows. You have shows like NYC Prep, where you see kids just running around like little spoiled jerks, kind of treating New York City like their own private playground, which raises questions of, you know, values and what kind of, you know, consumerism, what you want your kids to learn. And then you have shows like 16 and Pregnant, which 20 years ago would have been called a documentary and shown in your health class on a rainy day. And that's something where they have kind of a lot less of a sugarcoating on issues like teen pregnancy.
Well, here's a clip from that show. MTV again, 16 and Pregnant.
Missy, how did you tell your mom you were pregnant?
Your text message.
That's awful. She said, well, if you're joking, it's not funny. If you're for real, we are not having this conversation via text message.
You have to admit, that's a lot different than the pregnancy show that, like, All in the Family might have done in the 60s or 70s or 80s.
Right. Well, even in, you know, the 2000s, you were seeing as early as, you know, 2 years ago, a lot of glamorization of teen pregnancy. You saw Jamie Lynn Spears having a baby and then 6 months later popping up in Star Magazine looking great, you know, at the Kids' Choice Awards. And so I think that this is a really kind of veritas, very realistic look at teen pregnancy, which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing. And how old are you, roughly?
I'm in my 20s.
In your 20s, and I'm in my 50s. Right. Can we get somebody in here who, like, actually knows about what this is all about in relationship with teens? Our intern, Grace, I think, is here. Grace, it's okay for you to come in here.
Yeah. It's enough to make my dated references sound even more dated.
Grace, so sit down over there. All right, you are a fan of these reality shows?
I am.
Is that right?
Probably more than most people should be.
More than most people should be. All right, so then the question to you is, what is the message that you are getting or looking for when you see shows like, My Super Sweet 16 or New York Prep or the pregnancy show we just referred to?
Well, a lot of it is, it's just pure farce, and, you know, you watch it for its entertainment value. So for me, shows...
Entertainment value meaning those people are weird, they're not like me.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just human nature that, you know, you get a certain amount of pleasure from watching someone and thinking, I am a better person than you are.
And that's, so that's the entertainment value.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I see. And how old are you?
I'm just turning 17.
Just turning 17.
Well, and that raises an interesting point as to whether or not these shows might not teach your kids, you know, how to run around New York City and run up daddy's credit card, but it does, you might want to talk to them about issues of empathy and what they're kind of learning in terms of watching people making snap judgments. Like you said, with John and K+8, you have people going, oh, well, she's just a shrew. She deserved what she got. Or, you know, he's just a jerk running around. And it's very tempting to kind of boil it down to sort of stereotypes and snap judgments in a way that robs people sometimes of compassion.
Well, but it's so very easy for me to think that my kids are actually getting some sort of role model from a show like this, and you're saying that actually the opposite is true.
Yeah.
Reassure me as a 17-year-old, Grace, that in fact, the fact that my kids know all about Kate and what is his name?
John.
Kate and John plus eight know all about this is not a problem for me.
Yeah, it definitely sort of makes you a bit jaded, and see, you think that, you know, you're a better person than everyone else, and as soon as you see someone, you can judge them on, you know, the car they drive and their accent, just because these shows reinforce those stereotypes to such a high degree.
Hmm. And John, I can probably guarantee that your daughters watching John and Kate plus eight aren't thinking, I want to grow up to be a divorced mother of octuplets.
I don't even...
like, I'm pretty sure
Thank
that's
you.
Not the
You've
takeaway.
Made my day. Yeah. But they actually don't watch it. They actually get the information from, like, the magazines and the, you know, the information flows not just from the TV. All right, so last question to both of you. Is this a genre that we're seeing just peaking now and is going to be over in 3 years, or is this something that's going to be with us for, like, a generation?
I mean, with reality television, you can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it. It's really cheap to produce. It's really popular. It requires
like a lot
less
manpower. Bush said about Iraq, I think.
Exactly. So, I mean, reality TV is here to stay, and the question is just, how are you going to talk to your kids about it?
Last word, Grace, before we send you back into the, like, Xeroxing machine.
Well, I can only sort of hope that it gets sort of a little more realistic in the future.
So you want more realism?
Yeah, like, it's sometimes painful to realize that you're just judging people in the 22 minutes or whatever they're on reality TV.
Yeah, get over jadedness. That's a good lesson for any 17-year-old. Grace Rosen is a teenager, fan of reality TV, is one of our interns, and a senior at Princeton High School in New Jersey. Thanks so much, Grace.
Thank you.
And Kate Daly writes the Human Condition blog at Newsweek.com, covers health and lifestyle, and you can see a blog post at thetakeaway.org later today on this subject. Thanks, Kate.